With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana Department of Agriculture received the green light late last week in its hemp plan after outlining how it would meet stricter federal regulations, including testing and sampling. Some farmers may experience more stringent regulations in 2021. Montana had the largest hemp crop in the country last year, with over 50,000 acres planted and nearly 300 growers. The state's recently approved hemp production plan is expected to bring Montana producers in line with nationwide testing, record-keeping, and licensure standards, and clear up legal uncertainty after the plant was removed from the controlled substances list in 2018. The Fort Belknap Indian community received approval of its plan in January.
That consistency is definitely going to make things a little bit easier, particularly as we see a lot of hemp moving from state to state for processing.
That's Ben Thomas, director of the Montana Department of Agriculture. He says the new regulations won't affect growers until 2021. Thomas says he's pleased with the USDA's approval of Montana's new plan, but he says some of the federal regulations go too far, especially in testing for THC, the psychedelic chemical compound in hemp's cousin marijuana.
So we differentiate between varieties. There are some certified varieties that are just inherently safer from a THC perspective.
He says the state randomly tests hemp varieties for fiber and feed, which have lower THC levels. Varieties grown for CBD oil have higher THC levels and are always tested. Under the new plan, the state will be required to test both the low-risk and high-risk varieties equally.
We're going to have to figure out how we're going to meet that 100% testing requirement. But on top of that, it's also, I think, a waste of resources.
He says it costs money to send out technicians and a farmer pays $250 for each test. Thomas says the USDA also shortened the window of time the state has to test the crop before it's harvested and doesn't provide much flexibility.
I'd like to see that changed, at least as an option in emergency situations.
Thomas says there may be opportunities to improve the federal regulations in coming years as more states share what is and isn't working. Producers have until April 30th to apply for a hemp license application with the state. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.